Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And we welcome to the microphones a fella that, he's doing great work in an area that most people know nothing about, but it is a growing area of concern. His name is Mark Blackwell. He's the Executive Director of Justice Services, which is all about combating sex trafficking and the sexual exploitation of women. Golly day. I can't believe I'm sitting here even talking about this, but it's a very real issue, a very real issue. So before we get started, tell everybody a little bit about Mark.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. We're happy to be here. As you mentioned, I'm the executive director of a nonprofit organization called Justice Ministries here in the area. And, you know, I'm a Charlotte local boy, born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to school at UNC Wilmington out there on the coast, so I'm a bit of a beach bum in that regard. But, the issue of human trafficking is something God put on my heart back in 2010. We just saw the pandemic of the problem and felt led to get involved and serve this population of people.
So you were telling me before we went on the air that while you were at UNC Wilmington, mm-hmm. you went to some kind of conference or something.
That's right.
And kaboom, the lights went off.
That's right, yeah. So I had the privilege of serving as a student body president there at UNC Wilmington, and a couple of my friends, you know, we attended a lot of conferences and different things, and I had some friends of mine from Campus Crusade for Christ that said, hey, there's this conference in Atlanta, let's go check it out. So we literally just piled in the van, and as college kids do, and headed down, and it was this conference called the Passion Conference, and a lot of great speakers from all over, John Piper, Francis Chan, some big names like that were there, and but at that conference, they discussed the issue of human trafficking worldwide and what was going on globally. Before that conference, I had maybe heard of the term, but I didn't really know the magnitude of the problem. I mean, we're talking 30 million plus people worldwide that are caught up in human trafficking. But when it became clear to me that it was happening in my hometown of Charlotte as well, that, you know, young women were being trafficked on the streets of Charlotte that I grew up on, you know, as a Christian, as a man, even as a Charlottean, I couldn't sit on that information. And like I said, God just led us to get involved and take action.
So getting involved was the creation of Justice Services?
So it's Justice Ministries is the official name.
Ministries, okay.
So basically we started the organization based off information that we found. You know, coming out of college, I didn't have the intent of starting a nonprofit, you know, organization. Fortunately, my parents were very gracious in that and gave me time to get things, you know, off the ground. But at the time, there was only 100 beds nationwide across the entire country set aside for survivors of sex trafficking, which I just found to be this incredible deficit, being that law enforcement were estimating the problem in the hundreds of thousands figure. And I mean, even the State Department realized that roughly between 100 and 300,000 children are being trafficked in the U.S. every year. So this huge deficit of bed space, we found basically to focus our attention on identifying victims, helping them escape, and then providing them safe housing to have time to rest and get healing and get resources.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. 100 to 300,000 children?
Yes, and just in the U.S. Annually. So, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands across the country that are being trafficked.
So, the role of Justice Ministries is what?
So, Justice Ministries, you know, we're here as a counter-human trafficking organization, primarily serving victims of sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. We do that through outreach, emergency services, and transitional care. And what that looks like is we outreach to at-risk individuals. You know, this isn't a population that's necessarily going to be calling 911 themselves, that they don't always have that flexibility. So we're trying to engage those who are at risk. Emergency services is actually helping them with the logistics of getting out and helping them with their escape process. And then we provide basically emergency housing initially for them to get out and get safe. And then transitional care is kind of long-term. You know, we've had in being this, doing this for over a decade, we have some survivors we're still working with after 7 years, you know, because it's not just about get out and get free. It's now what do I do? Like, you're starting over with life. And so it's helping people find, you know, places to live, you know, find jobs, finish education, get counseling services, whatever that may be for them. And we do our best with our case management services to assist them in that process.
So you're not trying to prevent sex trafficking. You're there to...
We're the aftermath.
You're the aftermath.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great organizations that focus strictly on education and prevention. And, you know, by default, we speak in the community a lot and we promote education on it. So we're doing some prevention by default. But our main focus, our main lane is in emergency care and identifying, extraction, and safe house placement.
Well, let's just take a minute and talk about the prevention side of it.
Sure.
I know that's not your...
That's right.
Yeah. ...your specialty, but I mentioned to you here about a month ago, we had a couple of officers from the York County Sheriff's Office.
That's right.
Which really opened my eyes in terms of the role that social media is playing in basically creating a web that attracts young girls, young boys, whatever, to get, I guess, enticed by those who are sucking them in.
That's correct, yep. So, yeah, well, quick plug, though, for, you know, York County Sheriff. I've worked with law enforcement of all levels, and I've also worked with York County Sheriff's Department in the human trafficking work, and they are some of the best in the business, honestly. I've been really impressed by their awareness of the issue and their attentiveness to the issue, so just want to give them that shout-out. But you're exactly right. You know, we were talking, you know, the movie Taken is kind of what people think about, this idea of snatch and grab, and that does exist. That's a real thing that we have actually come across. But so more often, it is similar to online, you know, falsehoods and grooming, trying to identify young persons of especially that they can essentially lure out through online resources and thinking that they're going to be a boyfriend or just, you know, someone who's going to give them all these things. We also see it in more what we call Romeo pimps, where they're preying on women that are in more vulnerable situations and essentially acting as if it's a romantic relationship, but the guy's just a con artist and he's luring her out, isolating her from family and loved ones just to basically flip on her and use her as a product, unfortunately.
And once they got their hooks in them, that's you got a problem.
All kind of leverage, all kind of blackmail, all kind of even manipulation and psychological manipulation and physical abuse. I mean, all these things come together. You know, I get the question a lot, why don't survivors just run away or just leave? Well, it's not always that easy. Sometimes they have a lot of information on them personally, on their family. You know, they may have videotaped things and are using that as blackmail. So it's not always just as easy as running away, because there's a lot of surveillance and counterintelligence on these young ladies. So they're being watched and monitored. So they need really a solid plan for their escape to be successful.
So you're brought in, how, by the authorities or by the families? I mean, how are you brought into this?
All the above. So historically, the most common, honestly, is through our local hotline. You will have survivors that hear about us through word of mouth. I mean, you know, to date, we've served well over 350 individuals, and sometimes former people we've assisted are our best referral network, as you can imagine.
Sure.
And they get the word out to other people that are caught up in this. So a lot of our calls are from survivors directly that have heard about us, call our hotline, and once we get a request for service and they say, hey, I'm in this situation I don't like, I need help getting out, that allows us and kind of invites us into the situation where we can help with the logistics of going and helping them escape. We also get calls from law enforcement of all levels, you know, from sheriff to FBI and Homeland, you know. And when they identify victims, they may call us in to offer victim advocate services. And then lastly, there's a hotline, which is an important number to know and share on the show. It's the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, and it's based in Washington, D.C. That number is 888-3737-888. And that hotline is operated out of Washington, D.C. And when we get Carolina-based calls, oftentimes they'll transfer them over to us. So say a victim gets that number in a bathroom stall somewhere. They call it. They explain their situation. They're saying, hey, I'm over here in Rock Hill. Then the hotline will then transfer it to us. We can connect with that survivor and then offer some services.
So do you have like a... geographic territory that Justice Ministry serves, or are you just pretty much wherever the problem is?
No, absolutely. Our AOR, if you will, is basically the Carolinas. You know, we're based out of Charlotte technically, and as you would imagine, the majority of the work is within the 50-mile radius of downtown Charlotte, but we do serve North and South Carolina as a whole. Occasionally, we will get an out-of-state request for service, whether it be, you know, Tennessee or Texas or wherever, and we have a lot of partners nationwide. There's a pretty good network of similar groups like us that we work with. So if there's a partner in the area, we'll defer to them. But if there's not, there's been a few occasions where we've gotten on a plane and, you know, taken it on the road when we have to. But the high majority of our calls are in the Carolinas.
So how does Justice Ministries, I don't know, fund itself? Where do your dollars come from?
Great question. Yeah, so we are totally privately funded. We have actually pursued government grants and things like that, and I think in the earlier years, we were a little too ahead of the curve, and there wasn't a lot of options for us. But even still, we've just not had a lot of success with those kind of things. Unfortunately, we've lost to other things, but, you know, that's how it goes. But we are totally private. Our main funding source is local churches, individuals, and then local businesses that get come alongside us, and we've also had a few small private foundations that have partnered with us as well. But at the end of the day, we're still very much a very grassroots organization, operating, you know, still kind of month to month like most small businesses. So anyone that's listening that wants to get involved, please check us out at justiceministries.org. We would love for you to partner with us as a financial partner.
So let's bring this thing down to our particular area right here, York County.
Yep.
True or false? You've dealt with cases like this right here in our own hometown?
True. Absolutely. Yeah, Rock Hill and York County as a whole, most of them that were young women working out of hotels. It's the hotels over by the Carowinds area, as you would imagine. But we have had some cases here in the Rock Hill area as well, some of the smaller hotels, and then just girls that were caught up in a residential situation as well.
So can you take me through, without any names, can you take me through a story that involves somebody here in York County? You got a call, Howard Starr, and just tell me the story with no names.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, a few years back, I had a call based out of Rock Hill, and a young lady was basically calling saying, I've tried to escape, you know, multiple times. My trafficker keeps finding me before I get very far away. I heard from about you guys from a girlfriend. Can you assist? And we said, yes, ma'am, we can. So we went out in the late hours of the night and, you know, picked her up. We got her, you know, a good hour and a half away, and then took some time to kind of debrief and help. She had other family that was also caught up in this, so we were able to get those law enforcement partners plugged in and try to get to those individuals as well. And then basically we just worked out a plan for her to get far away, where she was away from her traffickers and not having to be stuck in this, because in her other attempts to escape, the traffickers had a decent network, and she kept getting identified. So we basically helped her get out and get far away from here.
So once you got her out, then you have a place to put her up temporarily.
That's right. So we do short-term housing. We see emergency housing is kind of one night to 90 nights, you know, that one day to 3 month timeline. And then we also operate a safe house as well, which is a 12-month or more program. And then we do a lot with transitional care, you know, when someone finishes a program or maybe they go somewhere else and then they come back and move back to the area, we try to assist them and encourage them in finding their own housing and help them navigate that process. But yeah, our emergency housing is kind of a 0 to 90 night situation.
So how do you, what do you do to try to deprogram this young lady from getting back into this kind of situation again?
Sure, yeah. It's a tough situation, you know. I mean, the amount of trauma and manipulation that many survivors are going through, it's a lot to unpack, right? We definitely encourage counseling services. You know, we're not professional counselors, so we contract all that out. But, you know, I think to me that the biggest thing that I've seen is individuals have to see their worth, and that, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. There's just something wrong with what happened to them, right? And so many people blame themselves, and they feel like, well, I've ruined my life, I've done this. No, you were a victim of a criminal entity. Like, that's not something that you've messed up. You were taken advantage of in a severe way. And just helping them see that, like, don't let this, you know, year and a half or 2 years of tragedy that you had to live through, that doesn't have to define the rest of your life, you know? You have an opportunity to start fresh from today on. You know, again, myself as a Christian, you know, I use the saying all the time, Jesus rescues, Jesus redeems, you know. I personally, Mark, can't fix anybody, you know. I found total freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we encourage them in that as well. And we found that the girls that come to faith in the Lord have oftentimes, you know, very, very good success moving forward because they see that their value is being made in the image of God and the daughter of, you know, the God of the universe. So it's not about our credentials. It's because we are loved by the God of the universe, and just helping people see that that's who they are. But yeah, it is a tough thing. I mean, it's a lot of trauma to go through, and it's a long road, and we have to be patient with people. Any trauma you go through, right? Whether physical injury or your house burned down or, you know, you wrecked your car or all those things, it takes time to recover. It's no different when you've been victimized by a criminal entity.
So these services that you provide for the young lady, like counseling services.
That's right.
There's obviously a price tag to that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That comes from your donations?
Correct. Right. So it's things like that. You know, we need donations because, you know, doing an operation to go recover a victim and house them and get them resources, we spend about $5,200 per recovery. And then, yeah, you're right. Things like counseling, well, we got to pay for each service. You know, you got to pay for each session with that professional counselor. Those things cost money. You know, that's really where we need donations and regular partners so we can expand services and take on larger capacity of cases.
How big is the problem in your estimation?
Oh, well, I think it's definitely bigger than we hear about. I've been kind of blown away. You know, even this most recent thing that happened in Atlanta, terrible, terrible tragedy. Basically an act of domestic terrorism where the young man shot up the massage parlor. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to me that after all this discussion and media attention, what was not discussed was the issue of sex trafficking. Yeah. This was an erotic massage parlor where women were being sold for sex. And after all the media attention this got, which is good, and I'm glad it got attention, the elephant in the room was these are potential sex trafficking victims, and there's massage parlors like that all over the place. In Charlotte, a few years ago, there was 50. Fortunately, now there's more like 30. But, I mean, this is a magnitude problem that oftentimes the media is not really tuned in on. And, you know, even the government, you know, oftentimes we get response, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? And this is an underground thing. It's kind of in the shadows, so it's not always being brought to light and brought to full attention. So it's a huge problem. I mean, it's at least top three criminal entities with, you know, arms and drugs probably being the biggest criminal industries, and human trafficking's at least number three. So that kind of gives you some context.
And us being here,
uh-huh,
just south of a major city called Charlotte,
yep,
two
yep.
interstates, 77 and 85.
Correct.
Just exasperates the problem?
It sure does. So Charlotte is kind of seen as a top 10 city. So North Carolina, due to data collected from the National Resource Center, was ranked in the top 10. Charlotte's the number one location in North Carolina, so therefore we're a top 10 region, if you will, just the reasons you mentioned. You know, we have all the major highways, major conferences. Anytime large populations of men especially are brought to an area for events or NASCAR, football games, concerts, conventions, you know, traffickers see that as potentially good business, and there's going to be a lot of activity here. But, you know, Charlotte's a major metropolitan area, so it's no surprise, you know. Now, again, I think there's a lot of great things happening on the offensive. You know, we're members of the task force. Like I mentioned, the York Sheriff's Department is doing amazing. I work with CMPD and FBI and others, and there's some good things happening, but we still have a long way to go. And a lot of it's just going to be continuing to shed light on this issue and have that attitude of, you know, not in my city, not in my town.
All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Let us also remind you that Substation 2 will be closed this Saturday and Sunday for repairs. It also happens to be Mother's Day, so get everything you want by Friday, that's for sure. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, the magical way we do it, at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come, but we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mark Blackwell is with us. He's the Executive Director of Justice Ministries, which is all about, trying to help young ladies, young girls that are combating sex trafficking and sex exploitation, and they're doing wonderful work. They are... You need to go to their website, justiceministries.org. They do all this with private sector funding, churches and businesses and individuals. And as you pointed out, you've got a small army of you and a handful of others.
That's right, man.
And have you noticed any decline in the problem?
No decline. Over doing this for a decade, I'd like to report it's getting smaller, but the problem is still very strong. And, with... our border situation the way it is, and just more people that are in vulnerable situations, being in country, it's more potential victims. So we have our work cut out for us, and definitely use all the partnership and collaboration we can find.
So during this crazy pandemic that we've all been going through,
sure,
has that adversely affected you?
We were very fortunate. I had partner groups and other nonprofits I know, some even closed their doors, during 2020. We actually had an increase both in activity and in funding. So, we just praise God for that we were able to plug along and keep going. But yeah, we masked up and did what we could to take, procedures and caution. But we just carried on business as usual.
So where we're here, right here in Rock Hill,
yeah,
we're growing very rapidly.
Oh, yes.
And now, of course, we have the brand new Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
Headquarters are going to be down here.
Absolutely.
So my guess is with this increased population, this increased activity level across the board, this issue is just going to grow here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Rock Hill's growing and growing in a great way. It's a very exciting town to be a part of. But, unfortunately, like I said, we've already seen cases here in Rock Hill, and I think as population grows, there's a risk of it increasing here as well, and all the more reason to be attentive to it and be ready to respond.
So knowing that, do you, with Justice Ministries, get involved at all with the preventative side of this? In other words, go out to high school groups and talk to
sure.
them, or church groups or whatever?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we're a member of the Charlotte Metropolitan Task Force, which has a pretty wide range of influence, and we have some really solid partner groups, like one in particular is called Present Age Ministries, and that's something they've been a great champion for, is they've developed a really good curriculum where they'll go out and to the schools and actually take classroom time to do prevention education. So we're really heavy in the field and in emergency response, so we try to partner with groups that are offering that service. With all that said, though, any school or district that would like us to come and share, we're more than happy to do that. It's just let us know and we'll make it happen. But yeah, there are some good efforts there. And again, I do believe prevention is highly important. You know, when you have when your bathroom's flooding, somebody's got to turn off the sink, you know? So I'm all about that as well, but that's not a huge area of focus for us, but we do it as we're invited to.
Do you find that parents are reluctant to have this conversation with their young ones, thinking that it will never happen to them?
You know, that's a tough one. Obviously, I'm getting a pretty healthy response because people that are engaging with us are aware, and you know, they are telling their kids and they're informing them. So I've been happy to see that. You know, but you know, the standard advice I give to parents is just, you know, your kids live in your household. You know, be in their business. You pay the internet bill. You have a right to know what's happening on that internet. And it's just really important to monitor that in a healthy way. I'm not saying be a helicopter parent, but you know, the world has changed as the internet has really boomed. You know, screens are everywhere. Internet access is everywhere. When you're open to the internet, you're open to anything. And we have a responsibility as parents to be monitoring that in a healthy way and know what our kids are into for their protection. You know, they're young. They're easy to manipulate. And it's our job to protect them and guide them and teach them.
So my mother used to say to me when my kids were young, she always said to me, said, never, ever stop talking to them.
Yeah.
Even if they don't want to talk to you.
There you go.
You keep talking to them.
Absolutely.
Because you
Absolutely.
Never know what they're up to.
Yes.
They're kids.
That's right.
You never know what they're up to.
That's right.
And for those who think that it will never happen to my kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty naive, isn't it?
That is. I mean, you know, we're all human, you know. All of us bleed. All of us can face threats and risks and yeah, you know, situational awareness is very important for all of us. And I think when you get to a point in any threat, any kind of threat, if you think, oh, I'm above it somehow or it couldn't happen to me, well, that's pretty risky, you know. Uh-huh. We all have to have situational awareness from a physical safety, but also for our family and loved ones about what are they being exposed to, what are potential threats to them, and how can we educate them to really protect themselves in many ways. You can't be there everywhere. Parent can't be on their kid 24/7, but we can educate them so that they can have a better way to protect themselves and perhaps their peers as well.
And I guess it's true to say that parents of girls, obviously you really need to pay close attention to this.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the boys don't get involved with this as well.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we don't talk about it nearly enough, but, you know, boys are victimized by this as well at a very high number. There's a real lack of resources for males that are victimized by this. We've had some male clients, and it can be a struggle, you know, finding proper resources. But absolutely, this isn't just a women's issue. This is something to educate young men on as well.
All right. The website, again, is justiceministries.org, justiceministries.org. His name is Mark Blackwell, and he is he's dedicated to this. He's been at it now for, what do we say, 11 years?
11 years, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. A very good service. And I hope more people will take the time to go to the websites and get the information. And then if they need you to come out to the schools,
sure,
get him.
Happy to do it.
You can contact him via the website.
Awesome.
Mark, thanks very much for being with us today, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Don't forget, this weekend, Substation 2 will be closed Saturday and Sunday. It's Mother's Day weekend, and they've got a bunch of repairs that need to be done here, so they're going to be closed both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week, the magical way they do it at the count of three. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden,
garden, garden, garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261 CY Rock Hill. The voice of your county.
An OTS media station.